在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
In some countries, just talking about abortion divides people into two camps. Those who defend a woman's right to end a pregnancy versus those who believe the rights of an unborn child supersede the mother's. Elizabeth McGuire works in the field of reproductive rights. She says both sides can agree on one thing. No one favors abortion as the best method of family planning.
There is no perfect contraceptive method, so there will always be abortions, and it's important that abortion be safe and, so that women don't die.
The World Health Organization says a woman dies every 8 minutes from an unsafe abortion. She is most likely poor and lives in a rural area of a developing country. She is often young and has little or no support for what she is about to do. WHO says if her attempts to terminate pregnancy fail, she turns to someone without adequate medical qualifications. Often these abortions are unsanitary. In 1994, the International Conference on Population and Development was held in Cairo, and for the first time, the conference report linked unsafe abortions directly to maternal death. In the nearly two decades since the Cairo conference, at least 17 countries have liberalized their abortion laws. India has one of the more comprehensive laws regarding a woman's right to abortion. Dr. Noza Sharia, a gynecologist, says the law was passed to save women's lives.
We had hospitals with wards overflowing with women with septic abortions, and those wards have all been closed. So having legalized abortion helps.
But Dr. Sharia says it is not enough to just give women the right to a safe abortion. It has to be readily available, without stigma, to all women, including those in remote areas.
Very often the woman may not have the autonomy of making her decision. So she has to depend upon husband and family and parents and in-laws and everyone's involved in the decision for the abortion.
Eastern Africa has the highest rate of maternal deaths because of complications from unsafe abortion. In 2005, Ethiopia became a model for other countries in the region by expanding abortion rights. But even Ethiopia has ways to go before safe abortion is accessible to all women. According to one report, less than one-third of the abortions in Ethiopia are performed in healthcare clinics and are considered legal and safe. Melinda Smith, VOA News.